Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Barbara Bradley. The scripture is Psalm 32. Psalm 32 is David expressing the relief that can only come with being forgiven of sin. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Shout for joy. It's a standing joke with anyone that knows me that I love true crime dramas and podcasts. While most of you are counting the days until Hallmark puts out its annual movie lineup so you can binge on Falling in Love, I will be listening to Keith Morrison narrate the latest unsolved murder in a small town. I never said it was healthy. Is either one of those healthy? That's not the point. Some episodes you are sure they caught the killer. You've invested 45 minutes and you must see justice. He did it. And then a commercial break. What if, just what if it was you? It's going to be okay. Just work with me. Your palms are sweaty. Orange is definitely not your color, despite your love for the Vols. You have been held for weeks in custody without bail on a murder charge. This courtroom drama has dragged on for what seems like an eternity. Every bit of hope and joy have been drained from your body, leaving you a shell of your former self. The courtroom falls silent as the bailiff leads you in and the judge calls the court to order. Mr. Foreman, do you have a verdict? What say you? The rest of your life balances on this sentence. The rest of your life depends upon his words. Your Honor, the jury finds the defendant not guilty. Not guilty. Relief washes over you. The crowd erupts, some happy, some angry. You can't hear much over the sound of your own heart pumping in your ears. Your lawyer rests his hands on your shoulders. As the bailiff unlocks the handcuffs, you hear the judge speak. You are free to go. You now find yourself free from confinement, free to begin a new life, free because you have been released from the charges. Life suddenly takes on a new meaning from just moments before. The switch flipped. Can you imagine how this must have felt? David knew. Some scholars believe Psalm 32 stemmed from David's sin with Bathsheba. He knew how this felt, but he also knew the joy and relief that only God's forgiveness can bring us. He makes it very clear the blessings of forgiveness should impel us to confess our sins. This psalm comes out of the great anguish David felt in his heart as he fell to the ground under the load of his guilt. To know the blessings of forgiveness, we need to feel the burden of guilt. I don't think David wants us to walk around defeated and consumed with guilt every day, but I think we can recognize a good case of guilt is healthy when we have sinned. We take on a deliberate falsehood. We can either push it down and blame others and limit ourselves from some pretty amazing things, or we can confess, take accountability, purge, put the mess out there for God and everybody to see. Can it be undone? Did it still happen? The debt is unpayable. God knows that, but Christ paid it on the cross. When we put it all out there and trust the process, God credits our account in full. Not only is it paid in full, but he blesses us with joy. And there is no greater joy than that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, there are many times when I have failed to listen to your voice, gone my own way, and fallen flat on my face. Thank you that I can confess my faults to you, and that you are faithful and just to forgive all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Help me to grow in grace, mature in the faith, and draw ever closer to you. Keep me alert to your instructions and show me the paths I should go and guide me with your eye, I pray. How wonderful to know that you have scheduled every day of my life for my greater benefit. May I never stray from your perfect path, and may my life be a godly witness to others and a blessing to you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.